bhakti, then if they don't reach to the goal of the bhakti mark or get a prema, what is their result?
Yoga is not always leading to bhakti. Many yogis, they want material opulence, yoga siddhi. Yoga siddhis are actually the traps. The goal of yoga is bhakti, true. But in order to reach that goal, there are many pitfalls also, many allurements to deviate you from that, many temptations. So the yoga siddhis are the temptations that may take you away from your main objective. This is how one has to constantly face the tests of Maya. Maya allows us to become a devotee, Maya will test us in many, many ways. But we have to actually, a devotee's mood should be only Krishna, nothing else. All we want is Krishna, nothing else. That should be the attitude of a devotee.
Like once you take Krishna consciousness, like following the path of Krishna consciousness as Prabhupada has designed for us, and maybe they are still not successful or pure enough, like at the time of death, what happens to that such kind of like who's following at least the path of Krishna consciousness, reach to that?
Don't worry about what will happen to them. Rather, our business is to consider what will happen to me. What's the point in finding out what's happening to them if I am in trouble? Right? Therefore, our attitude should be, no matter what, at the time of death, let's pray to Krishna that we can remember him. Let's be in a situation where I'll be reminded about Krishna at that time. So that is the point, actually, is that everybody should try to be concerned about his situation at that time, so that he cannot, he